Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Tabb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sheldon Mallory. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Larry Murray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabb scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to home to get Perez. Page moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page scores. Tabb moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Dade steals second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Thornton moves to third. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a pop-up towards first. Tab settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 1 in the game. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Murray steals second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bocht throws the ball into Kuiper who tags Page, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabb hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 2 in the game. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Lacey juggles the ball. That's an error on Lacey. Norris moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Larry Murray. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Sheldon Mallory now playing center field. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Marty Perez now playing second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Marty Perez. Don Hood now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Fred Kendall now catching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Page moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Jim Kern now pitching. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-3 in the game. Crawford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.